You're listening to episode number 1889 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Tuesday, and here we are back after a three-day weekend, and the world looks like it's going to be crummy for a while. Just going to put that out there, you know. So let's just try and think of better things,
look
shall we?
Look for bright spots wherever they are. Oh, but I do have a question for you.
What's that?
Did you get your pardon? I guess that's a no.
Time for some random facts.
Yay, I love random facts.
Mattel released a pregnant version of the Barbie doll. Her name was Midge, and she had a detachable baby bump with a baby inside, but it was quickly discontinued because people thought she promoted teen pregnancy.
Because teen girls play with Barbies.
I know, right? The most watched episode of a TV series in the 2010s was the premiere episode of Undercover Boss on CBS, February 2010, 42.3 million viewers. Super Bowls don't count because they aren't a TV series, but the reason this episode got so many viewers was because it aired right after Super Bowl 44. I remember seeing it. I don't remember if it was the waste management one. Or
it was supposed to be. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I do remember it. When Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic first started playing music together, it wasn't as Nirvana. They joined up to start a Creedence Clearwater Revival cover band. Wow, I didn't know that.
I mean,
come on. If 1.1 million mosquitoes bit you at the same time, they'd drain all your blood. Who figures this crap out?
1.1 million
mosquitoes. You're toast.
I guess I'll have to stay away from...
You're toast.
You know, hopefully I go through the flock of 900,000.
Who figures this crap out? I'd lose count at 100. And the T-shirt was invented in 1904 and marketed toward bachelors who didn't know how to sew and replace buttons. Wow.
What?
Wow. But in 1904, would you see a man caught outside in public with a T-shirt? Because that's underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it was considered underwear. So there you go. Some random facts for today. Random facts. It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
It's the news heard around the world yesterday.
Uh-oh. What's
Gwyneth
that?
Paltrow's vagina scented candle explodes in the flames, causing an inferno in a woman's living room.
No!
Let's review, shall we?
We shall.
Yes.
We shall.
Goop released a super popular, I can't figure out why, a super popular candle on her website.
Yeah.
And she claimed it smelled like her vagina.
That's, yep. I remember that from last year or the year before or whenever.
Well, it sold out.
Yep, I remember that too. And it was like $75 a piece. It was like crazy. It was like, I don't know. I wanted to, never mind. Go on. My brain goes a bazillion places on that one. But anyway.
Well, it'd be great if it had to do
what?
An ingredient list.
Oh, no.
Essential oil of vagina.
No. Oh, man. I got to tell you, you're ruining sex for me. I'm just telling you right now. It's like,
Well, a woman in North London,
uh-huh.
She won one of the coveted candles from Goop for answering a quiz online.
Oh, boy.
Ta-da!
She went to goop.com, I bet.
So the candle arrived, and she was so excited, she lit it.
That's what you do with candles. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, that's what you do
and
with candles.
And it probably smells like somebody's vajayjay. Okay.
Well, I hope she wasn't, you know, because sometimes you put your face closer to the flame, and it's like, let me smell the pumpkin spice.
Oh, no.
So hopefully that wasn't happening.
God.
My goodness. She was taken by surprise after lighting it when a 50-centimeter flame leapt from the candle and out of the glass jar. Yeah, I could start over and read it like a story.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Once upon a time in London town. Nope, not the black flame candle.
Stop it.
The vagina candle.
Stop it.
She says,
yeah,
the candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it. God, why is Les Nessman in my head right now? The whole thing was ablaze and it was too hot to touch. And Goop's like going, just like my vagina.
Stop it.
There was an inferno in the room.
It's a radio show.
She says they eventually got it under control and threw it out the front door. Well, that's what you're going to do with
and
the flaming candle is throw it out the front door.
The moral of the story is their house smells like vagina.
I don't think there's any Febreze that'll get that out. How much does Blake Shelton love Gwen Stefani?
I think he loves Gwen Stefani like you know, I love Halle Berry. maybe a little more. Well, like I love tacos. I mean, there's a love for me and tacos.
There is a love.
That is never ending.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yes.
And donuts.
And donuts.
Yeah. Donuts and tacos.
So,
taco donuts.
It's interesting. I think he dated Miranda Lambert for 5 years before he put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. Then he divorced it. So,
of course, he was a drunk partier at the time.
Well,
so now he's
probably still a drunk partier.
Not the same.
Not quite as drunk.
And he's much more famous.
Well, yeah, right, and so. I think, you know, look, Blake Shelton, a talented dude. He's won all these country music awards, but The Voice has helped a lot.
And oh, yeah.
If it weren't for The Voice, he wouldn't have Gwen. He'd still be drunk and partying.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
And they're
going
to get married, right? They're
going to get married? Yes. He's planning to shed some pounds so he can look good at their wedding.
I don't think he'll look as good as she does. That's
usually,
my thing.
Yeah. See, usually it's the other way around.
Yeah,
usually it's a bride trying to.
Gwen does not need to lose any
she's
weight.
Good.
No.
She's good.
She might want to grab a couple of sandwiches on her way down the altar just to kind of fill out her wedding dress.
But anyway.
anyway.
Blake said as he's going to be giving his sandwiches to Gwen, he said, I feel like if I say 10, it's like 10 pounds, I got to do it. So 10. It's out there now. I can't let people down.
How tough is it to lose 10 pounds? Seriously.
I don't know. I can gain 10 at the drop of a hat.
I don't know. But
if
you're
trying,
the first 10 pounds comes off like super quick. Just stop drinking beer and water and stuff for a couple of days.
But they're supposedly getting married early this year.
Yeah, well.
So he may not have too much time.
That's true. But, you know, you can lose 10 pounds in a couple of weeks. If he doesn't want to give up the hooch, that's part of the problem. You know, there's a lot of calories in hooch. And
he's not as hoochy as he used to be.
But he still may be wanting to have a hit that bottle a little bit every night. And that's, you know, that's.
Well, you don't know. You're guessing.
He could go to the damn gym and lose 10 pounds. Guys do that.
I know.
You put a guy on a treadmill for 3 days and he loses 10 pounds.
Don't remind me.
Come on, honey. We'll go down to the courthouse and we'll get hitched. That'll be the least amount that Blake Shelton will ever weigh the rest of his life. I guarantee it. That's it.
That's it, huh?
I don't even know how he got her in the first place. Life's so damn unfair.
You're so jealous.
I am. I'm jelly. I'm so jelly.
You're jelly. You're a jelly bean.
And with that, we're back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have yourself a great day. See you mañana, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.